This is the Rob and Roz Recap.
We have got an awesome, I want to say surprise guest. We knew he was coming, but we didn't know he was going to be bringing us all this stuff.
Yeah.
Donovan Ferreira, captain of the Titans, is here with us this afternoon. Welcome to the show, Donovan.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming. So tell us a bit about what it was that you brought us here. I'm assuming that this is my paki.
Our marketing team surprised me as well, so
okay.
I'm waiting for my gift, but obviously you guys are more special than what I am, so maybe right. you guys can so unbox it over there,
and
you can see,
okay.
You can let me know what you got.
Apron. Very cool.
Okay, guys,
you here behind the bride?
I got that cricket, oh no, they're saying this one's not mine.
Oh, that's
wrong gift, wrong gift.
I opened the wrong gift,
it's
probably
a better gift. That lucky.
I thought I was lucky. I thought I got the jersey.
A lovely little blue pair of Supersport Park sockies.
Okay, and I've got a very cool military style, like water bottle kind of vibe here. It's like metallic.
Okay. That,
there we go. That's a nice vibe.
You
there.
Know me. This is now water bottle number 58.
And a pair of tights
and
socks
cool
as well.
It's very, very cool.
I think those socks will be good with the weather that's around.
Definitely.
Now,
so. Yeah. Definitely. So, new kit, new season. What is happening, Donovan?
Well, I've brought a jersey with the VFRs to show you guys and reveal the kit for our one-day competition. So, let's see.
What does the new Titans kit look like?
A lot of confetti. He's like, I don't know what to do with this. Do I just throw it on the floor?
Don't want to be messing up you guys.
Okay, I see where they're going.
Ooh, I like it a lot.
Okay.
So, obviously, at the back, the numbers and the names will come on.
Yeah.
It's giving.
What do you guys think?
Was it 1992?
Like, I mean, I know we're not allowed to say, but it's basically Benson and Hedges, because I think that you remember those days.
Yeah, it's giving England 1992 Cricket World Cup, and I love it. I thought those were the best kits I'd ever seen.
England? We've been to Africa now, boss.
Exactly.
No, I'm saying the actual
the World Cup
kit.
Was in England.
Come on, get on the program.
I'm with you, Donovan. Right? I'm with you. No, that looks so, so cool. So that is the kit for this season, the T20 Challenge kit, very exciting. Momentum Medical Scheme, groot daarvoor op, and Sedge Sport as well.
Got Sedge Sport to make it. We've got Emperors on the side. We've got Mitchum on the side to keep us nice and fresh.
I was about to say, professional sporting
got
and
Fidelity
Mitchum.
Got Fidelity to keep us safe.
Yeah.
We've got Airlink to get us to our different destinations. So, yeah, we're very happy with all the sponsors. I think the Titans blue, you know, the sky blue is our color. We trademark with that. And I think, like you said, the other colours are Benson and Hedges. They're trying to bring back a bit of history, you know?
You're going to get us cancelled. We're going to be chatting some more with Donovan Ferreira from the Titans a bit later, just to find out what we can expect from the team this year, what they've got planned for us as fans, for us as supporters coming to watch the Sky Blues. So that is coming up. We just do need to take a look at the roads and then play some music, and then we'll be back with Donovan Ferreira from the Titans. We are having so much fun in the studio. Donovan Ferreira from the Titans is still here. We have just seen the unboxing of their brand new kit. And thanks to the Titans, we can now say that we can put one of those shirts into our Super Brew box.
So can I give some background here, right?
Yes.
When we were opening our gifts, I got really excited because I saw, I mean, I love all the gifts. I love the water bottle and I love the everything. But I grabbed my packet and had this awesome, you know, like the test cricket, like the jersey, the sleeveless jersey. And I got really excited. And then they had to say, no, whoa, Tab, it's not for you. That is apparently going into the box.
Going into the Super Brew box. And there's also a pair of socks to match. So you're going to wear you're going to look like a proper Titans player. Speaking of Titans player, how does it feel to be captaining the Momentum Multiplied Titans in the four-day series?
Yeah, it's a massive honor for me. You know, I think it comes with a lot of responsibility. The Titans is a team that comes with a lot of history, and there's a lot of players that have played previously. But yeah, I think it's exciting. There's a lot to learn for a player being captain. You know, you have to lead from the front, and you have to deal with a lot of guys' emotions, and you know, with social media stuff, you have to do interviews. So it's not just as simple as just
have to come visit
Jacaranda and go sit in the traffic back home.
We'll guide you.
Yeah, thank you. But yeah, I think it's a massive honor to represent the Titans and to lead a team like we have.
All right, Donovan, here at your number one feel-good station, we're all about feel-good songs. What is your feel-good song, or is it maybe the song that we play as you walk out to bat? Do you have a song that just amps you up before you head out to bat?
I don't really think it's something that amps me up when I bat, but I like a song, a bar song by Shabuzi.
Oh, we love that song.
But a vibe, maybe it's just a well-known song, but I think it just gets me going, no matter if we're having a braai or we're sitting around here in the studio or wherever we are.
You got to remember that one, Joe, man, when you're announcing him coming out.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm the DJ and the announcer, so when you hear that Shabuzi song coming out to bat, you must hit a couple of sixes. So I wanted to ask a sort of a cricket question about the Titans, because I know there are lots of multi-talented guys there. Who's the number one wicketkeeper for the team? Because I know you can keep, I know Pretorius can keep, and I know a couple of other guys also keep, but they're also batsmen in the side. But who's the best keeper in the side?
Yo, who's the best keeper? You're putting me on the spot here.
You must say Donovan Ferreira. That's the right answer.
No. But he needs to bowl.
Exactly. I need a bowl. I need a bat. No, captain, keeping. No, that's too much. I think we're fortunate enough to have two keepers with Rivaldo Mutsami and Luanda Pretorius, and when Klaassen comes back. So luckily, I'm not the coach. So luckily, I don't need to make those decisions. But yeah, I think we're fortunate enough to be... have a group of guys that, like you say, have more than one skill set. So it makes the selection process a lot easier. But yeah, Luandre has been keeping now the last two games. So, you know, when he goes up now to the pro tiers, I think Mutsami will take over. So it's an easy replacement. We're so lucky to have so many good players.
We're speaking now about a braai. So people love to braai in the stands when they're watching a game. What are you bringing to a braai?
Yeah, I love braaiing. So I like dragging a braai out. I think like most South Africans do. So we'll start off with a little riblet, some lamb riblets, just to taste, get a bit of a taster going. And then a little ribeye steak. So I like calling it a plunky steak, you know, just walking around, dishing a few pieces out. And then see where it goes. I think those are my two options that I would say happens at most of my braais that I host or that I go to. I always that's a little banker that I always go to.
I saw something a while back where AB put on like a disguise and he secretly went and braaied with the fans and watched the game from the sidelines. Would you ever want to do something like that? We could put you up in disguise. Maybe a game that you're not going to be playing in. Have you ever watched a Titans game from the sidelines and just enjoyed that braai with the fans?
I have watched plenty of games before. I think obviously growing up, I did watch a lot of games. Now, fortunately for me, I get selected to play the games. So it would be a question if I was sitting in the stands watching the games. I'd either be injured or not performing well enough to make the team. But yeah, I think for AB, you know, he has to do that because else you just get bombarded with photos and he can't actually enjoy the cricket and just be himself. So I think that's the reason he did it. Yeah. But it's amazing for him, you know, to be part of it and actually go and watch the cricket.
You know, you just mentioned about the people that watch you. There's obviously lots and lots of young kids that watch you. We got this message in from Anel.
Guys, we are now driving and my boys are driving me crazy. I need to go onto social media to see what the new kid looks like. We are Titans mini cricket players. We've got two little boys and they are super stoked to see the kids and also to see all the games happening at Super Sport Park. Donovan, thanks for also looking after the young cricket players in the mini cricket to access tickets and all the activities you guys always have for us. So just from the mini cricketers, thank you also for that.
Aww, how special is that? Thank you so much for joining us, Donovan Ferreira from the Momentum Multiply Titans. If you want to get more information about where you can get the tickets and when the games are, very simple. Give them a follow on Instagram at Titans Cricket. That's what their Instagram handle is, and all of the details will be there.